Classics. Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Strummed nylon string guitar. That was Calexico with Mulete from the album Hot Rail, which is my favourite Calexico record. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody. The finest hour is of course 2 hours long. I'm with you till midnight. I pre-record the show in my little house in Manchester, so allow a week for a response to any emails that you do want to send. But please do send them. Give us your song recommendations, any witticism and criticism that you may have. It's to guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Or you can just go to my page on the Six Music website. Excuse me, itchy nose, hang on. So, the power of the strum are the words I open the show with. Why is that? Because this week I'm concentrating on strummed acoustic guitars, my favourite tunes involving it. Sometimes it can have a profound hypnotic effect, and regular listeners will know I'm a fan of mantra and a fan of repetition in music and things that do have a hypnotic effect. Well, something about a strummed guitar evokes, it can evoke passion, or it can, you can drift away on it. And this next song is PJ Harvey, Send His Love to Me, from the album To Bring You My Love. And it evokes passion, it evokes yearning. I mean, I suppose that's also because it's twinned with Polly Harvey's amazing voice. I went to see Calexico at the Royal Festival Hall some years ago, and they were excellent. But I have to say that on more than one occasion, PJ Harvey is an amazing live performer. I once saw her open up a festival in Portugal, just as the sun had finished. She opened up a set on her own, doing a version of Rid of Me, which, if you know that tune, is like the one I'm going to play for you in a second, a very, very raw, passionate, energetic song. As well as playing the guitar beautifully, she was a good 2 feet away from a microphone. It's just the power of her voice was enormous. What the audience couldn't see that I could, because I was on the side of the stage before I got thrown off with the rest of Elbow, and I was stood on the side of the stage, I could see Polly's heels on these big boots she was wearing, and they were tapping very, very intricate rhythms while she was singing and playing. She was just like, I don't know, it was bizarre. It was like the song was coming through her. An amazing performer. Let's have a listen to her now. This is PJ Harvey strumming her acoustic and with all her passion singing Send His Love to Me.
Calling Jesus, please.
PJ Harvey and Send His Love to Me. Amazing. More strummed acoustic as the evening progresses. I have an email here from Lee Bainbridge. Lee has been listening to the show from the very beginning. I make this the 180th edition of The Finest Hour. There you go, hey? Anyway, Lee's a serial recommender of Songs for Guy, as we call the songs that are recommended. If you do have any recommendations, I ask that you try and find a song that I've never heard before that you think I'll enjoy based on the stuff that I play on the radio. So, Lee says, Mr. Garvey, marvellous to hear Fish Sounds by Arnold once again. Many thanks. Might I suggest He Is an Englishman by Gilvan and Sullivan. It reminds me of one of the best West Wing episodes, and it's surely to their credit, from HMS Pinafore. I remember that episode. It's where Tribby meets Ainsley Hayes, isn't it? It wasn't in it enough, Tribby, a great character. I'm not going to play that one, though. Lee's made another recommendation, Zoom by Super Furry Animals, on my epic playlist for obvious guitar, choir, brass section reasons, says Lee. OK, let's hear it. Here they are, Super Furry Animals and Zoom. Super Furry Animals and Zoom. Thanks to Lee Bainbridge once again.
Mantra Luna! Mantra Luna!
It's time for the greatest radio ever broadcast. It's time, once again, for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1974, world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali arrived in London. He was here to watch British boxer and future challenger Joe Bugner fight. And in parliamentary news, Scotland Yard announced it was investigating the disappearance of Labour MP and former Postmaster General John Stonehouse. He had disappeared from a beach in Florida the previous week and had been presumed drowned. He was eventually found, however, living under a false name with his mistress in Australia, the Cat. In boating news, Sir Thomas Lipton's yacht Shamrock returned to Britain this week in 1974. Lipton, of Lipton Tea fame, made five failed attempts to win the America's Cup before 1930, earning him a specially designed cup for the best of all losers. He died in 1931, so presumably he wasn't piloting the yacht, and his yacht disappeared after World War II before being rediscovered in Sardinia, so it worked in the end. In space news, the American spacecraft Pioneer 11 sent back the first close-up pictures of the planet Jupiter. It was only passing Jupiter and was on its way to Saturn, which it reached 5 years later. I love it. In shortage news, there was a bread shortage this week in Britain. A ban on overtime and Sunday working by bakery workers turned it into a full strike. Small independent bakers were still baking bread, but the National Consumer Protection Society appealed to bakers to ration shoppers to one loaf each. On Jack and Ori this week, Edward Fox read A Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula Le Guin. And in animal news, the Royal Smithfield Show opened at Earl's Court tomorrow with over 1,700 livestock entries. Fascinating. In music news, John Lennon sadly made his last ever concert appearance this week in 1974. He joined Elton John on stage at Madison Square Gardens and performed three songs: Whatever Gets You Through the Night, I Saw Her Standing There, and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which we're going to hear in just a moment. Elton also saw his greatest hits start a 10-week run at the top of the US album chart this week. And back over here in Britain, among the acts on this week's Top of the Pops were Gary Glitter, Susie Quattro, and David Essex. How glamorous. More important than all of this, of course, Patrick Moore this week on The Sky at Night was talking to Gordon Taylor of the Royal Greenwich Observatory about Eros. At the time, it was regarded as a minor planet, but has now been reclassified as a near-Earth asteroid. Wow. What a guy.
That was The Sky at Night. That week, that was.
Tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Ah. Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain, her rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope
Beatles and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. More That Was the Sky at Night That Week That Was next week. That was quite a difficult sentence to say.
Paul Weller, in conversation with Namone, taking inspiration from the good.
The music inspires me. That's all I've ever loved from the time I was a little kid.
And the bad.
I think a lot of the impetus behind making Wake Up the Nation was frustration at what we were hearing musically, just how sort of lame it would become. You know, you can never ever learn too much really with music. I don't suppose you ever get a chance to learn or hear all of it. Sometimes you think you've heard everything you're going to hear, but you turn a corner and there's something you've never heard before and it just blows you away and off you go again on another little trip.
Namone talks to Paul Weller.
For a Weller fan, there's just so much in there.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1.
Six music. Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
So this next tune is out on the 29th of November, which is that tomorrow? I think it might be. The artist called Ensemble, I've never come across him before, and the song's called Envie d'Avalanche. This is what prompted me to make strummed guitars the theme of this week's Finest Hour. This really does have a deeply hypnotic sound to it because of rapidly strummed acoustic guitars. Once more, they're called Ensemble, and the song's called Envie d'Avalanche.
et il revient, ce vent mauvais, il revient réveillé des couleurs diverses, enfoui au fond de soi, des rengaines.
That was Ensemble and Envie d'Avalanche, which is released tomorrow. That song reminds me in many ways of Sea Song by Doves, which is a beautiful song, the first Doves song that I ever fell in love with. In fact, I want to play that in a few songs' time. For now, though, another favourite artist of mine is Jonas Policewoman. This single comes out on the 17th of January next year, and it's called Magic. She's great with her electric piano, is Joan, as well as having an incredible voice. My favourite female singer at the moment. Here she is with her new single, Magic. This is Joan as Policewoman.
I don't want to tell you what you already know. This is me that you're talking to, and anything I say, I said before. And I slip on my heels, and now I find that I'm face to face with none other than me. I have got the mirror of the
was Magic by Joan as Policewoman. It's out on the 17th of January next year. Some emails now. Julie in Dallas says, so lovely to hear you back. Thank you very much, Julie. Lee from Cardiff says he's a first-time listener, but he loves the show and he'll be listening all the time. Welcome aboard, Lee. Thank you very much. And another short email here from Ben Craft. It's titled Good Lad, and he says, dancing on my way back from the kitchen to Heatwave on a Sunday night. Ta-la. Thank you very much. Well, if it's dancing you're after, have a go at this. This is Louis Prima and Jump, Jive and Wail.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wail. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you wail. You gotta jump and jive and then you wail. You gotta jump and jive and then you wail. You gotta jump and jive and then you wail. You gotta jump and jive and then you wail. Looking for a can of ale. Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Mama's in the backyard learning how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. A woman is a woman and a man ain't nothing but a male. One good thing about him, he knows how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. She wants to learn how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will.
Wonderful Louis Prima from his album The Wildest. That was Jump, Jive and Wail. Louis Prima's album The Wildest was the first one he was allowed to produce himself. It was the only time he was powerful enough to have final say over what his record should sound like. And it is the most fantastic record. I call it the emergency party record. I've never put that album on at a party without everybody at the party getting up and jiving. Once again, if you're planning to have friends round this Christmas, I recommend The Wildest by Louis Prima. Another song for Guy recommendation here from James Blakeborough. He recommends Disarm by Babel, a sublime and beautiful strumming tune that almost makes you want to cry. He managed to catch them at Green Man a couple of years ago, a great band with lots of energy and feeling for the rhythm and the blues. You get one or two songs in your life which you hear from a not too famous or obscure band, and you think to yourself, that's brilliant, and it's as good as anything you've ever heard by anyone. I think you and your listeners will agree, says James. Thanks very much for the recommendation. Let's hear some more strumming. This is Babel from Disarm. That was Babel and Disarm. Another great strumming tune, that's the theme of this week's show. Not too long ago we heard Ensemble with Envie d'Avalanche, and it reminded me of this next song. This is My Friends Doves from their first album Lost Souls. This is the Sublime Sea Song.
playing live for Six Music next week. The Manic Street Preachers. Hannah Peel.
What is that savior I've been longing for?
Villagers.
Can you hear me now?
Menomina and Shad.
Maybe I'm not big because I don't blog or Twitter.
Freedom life.
And starting on Monday with Sleepy Sun. Live in session and in conversation with Huey Morgan from 10 o'clock. If you missed any of the sessions, go to the Six Music website.
Six Music, live.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Okay, let's dive into the BBC archive and come out clutching a pearl. This is a snippet from Geraldine James' Desert Island Discs, and here's her talking about being in Calendar Girls and one of her favourite songs.
Now, your most recent film, I mentioned, is Calendar Girls, hugely successful, as everybody will know. It's a kind of female answer to the Full Monty, wasn't
yes.
it? The WI women who posed discreetly nude, I think, for a calendar to raise money for charity. You did not get your kit off, and
no.
you were jealous of those who did, I'm told.
Well, it was such fun. I mean, they all had such a great time. And it was the first time in my life I actually said to a director, can't I take my clothes off too? And I tried to put in a line saying, are you still looking for Miss November? But they wouldn't let me. They kept saying, you're the baddie, shut up.
You're the baddie. On. You were the sort of rather prissy head of the branch of the WI.
Yes, I was fictional. I was completely fictional. But there must have been a voice in there somewhere going, disapprove, disapprove. So I was the personification of that person.
And meanwhile, Helen Mirren, Julie Walters, Celia Imrie and all the rest of them had wonderful times hiding their bosoms behind ice buns with sort of little red cherries on or whatever it was. It's interesting that they should all agree to do it and that you wanted to do it, i.e. take your clothes off in that moment. Is this kind of safety in numbers, really? Or
yes, exactly. Some, you know, we're all doing it, so let's all join in and do it. And apparently the day they did it, it was absolutely wonderful. They all had a great time.
And you weren't there.
And I wasn't there. I said, I'll come and just be there anyway, but no.
Record number one, tell me about that.
This was actually, my brother and I were driving in his little Fiat 600 through Gloucestershire or somewhere to go to a party, and this music came on the radio and we literally stopped the car to listen to it because we'd never heard anything like it. And it's Nick Drake, and it's his from his first album, which is Five Leaves Left, and it's a song called Man in a Shed.
as me, as it has you. So leave your house, come into my shed. Please stop my world from raining through my head. Please don't think I'm not your sort. You'll find that shades are nicer than you.
Nick Drake and Man in a Shed, as chosen by Geraldine James on her edition of Desert Island Discs. So if you say Nick Drake to me, my mind wanders to John Martin for lots of reasons. I discovered their music at the same time. I can't remember if I heard John Martin first or Nick Drake first, but they're linked because they knew each other. John Martin, I mean, both of them dead now, unfortunately, but John Martin wrote Solid Air about Nick Drake. Solid Air being one of his most famous tunes. This is the first John Martin song I ever heard. It dragged me in to being one of his biggest fans. This is on the album Solid Air. It's called Over the Hill, and it's a jolly number.
I'm going away. Nothing in my favor, got the wind in my face, I'm going home. Hey, 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 over the hill. Over the hill. Hey, 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 over the hill. Can't get enough of sweet cocaine, get enough of Mary Jane.
Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Thank you.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
Was Cloud Control and Meditation Song 2. That's out now. If you want to go and buy it, go and buy it. Why not? I have another Song for Guy recommendation here, if I can find it. Here we go. This is from Emma T. Mills. She says, I'm just listening to your show, Guy, and enjoying Ella Fitzgerald singing Paper Moon. I absolutely love that tune. It got me thinking about my sort of fascination with songs about paper wings, which kind of ties into the whole flying dream subject as well. She's referring to my fascination with people's flying dreams and methods of getting into the air employed within those dreams. It's something that, I don't know, it's curious that everybody has them. Why does everybody have flying dreams? Not everybody has burrowing dreams. Anyway, there are a ton of songs out there with the title, Paper Wings, and by tons I mean three. I think you may be onto something regarding the collective subconscious desire to fly, be it through dreams or artistic expression. So in light of the ongoing subject, my song suggestion is Paper Wings by Gillian Welsh. Happy flying, Emma Mills from Nashville, Tennessee. I do love it, how international we are. Broadcasting from my little house here in Prestwich, Manchester, to Memphis, Tennessee. What a wonderful technological age we live in, eh? Anyway, here's that recommendation. This is Gillian Welsh with Paper Wings, And thanks for writing in, Emma. Thank you to Emmy T. Mills. Emma T. Mills all the way over there in Nashville, Tennessee for that recommendation. That was Gillian Welsh and Paper Wings. If you've got a song for Guy recommendation, send it to guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Send us the song and why you love it and why you think I'll love it. And my record collection gets bigger. How great is that? Rachel Murray is also abroad. She lives and works in Barcelona. She's recommended Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. She said it's a shame that the film was made about Billy Joe. It's a bit of a pity. Some things are best left. She says, by the way, Station Approach by Elbow is guaranteed to get a homesick Mancunian stifling a sob. When are Elbow coming to Barcelona? Well, I was only thinking about that the other day, actually, Rachel. It's far too long since we've been over to Spain. We'll try and get out there this festival season, eh? Well, thank you very much for your recommendation. A great tune, always goes down well. Here's Bobby Gentry with Ode to Billy Joe. Cheers, Rachel, come home soon.
was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday? Piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Much as I admire artistic endeavour, there are some experiments that should be abandoned at the first sign of trouble, such as certain fusion music, Rod Stewart attempting the Great American Songbook, and anything by John Cage that takes longer to explain than it does to play. When William Walton decided to orchestrate the poems of Edith Sitwell, it must have seemed like a wonderful idea. The flow of spoken word over delicate and delightful music, creating a harmonious whole called facade. But the first public performance of Miss Sitwell's Machine Gun Monotone, delivered to the unfortunate audience via megaphone, was so poorly received that Noel Coward flounced out in disgust mid-performance, and one of the long-suffering musicians was moved to ask, "Mr. Walton, has a clarinet player ever done you an injury?" Thankfully, Walton eventually published Facade as two suites of music without the rapid-fire rhymes, revealing a wistful and witty musical confection that needs no verbal embellishment. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
William Walton's Facade, as chosen by the all-knowing Beckopedia. Wonderful.
Paul Weller, in conversation with Namone, taking inspiration from the good...
The music inspires me. That's all I've ever loved from the time I was a little kid.
...and the bad.
I think a lot of the impetus behind making Wake Up the Nation was frustration at what we were hearing musically, just how sort of lame it would become. You know, you can never, ever learn too much really with music. I don't suppose you ever get a chance to learn or hear all of it. Sometimes you think you've heard everything you're going to hear, but you turn a corner and there's something you've never heard before and it just blows you away and off you go again on another little trip.
Namone talks to Paul Weller.
For a Weller fan, there's just so much in there.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter? And the antimatter.
So, the theme of this week's show is the strumming of the acoustic guitar. The next two examples I'm going to play are really quite energetic versions of both. The first one is a recording from Woodstock Festival. It's Richie Havens and Freedom. I love this recording. I love recordings generally. I'm always going on about it. But the fact that we have... the fact that I can play for you now something that happened in 1969... and get all those feelings that people must have got at the time. I just think it's marvellous. I still think it's the greatest invention of all time to be able to record music and voices and things like that. Anyway, here he is, Richie Havens. He opened up the Woodstock Festival. And there's a nice little bit at the beginning of this recording where you can hear him tuning his guitar. But what energy. Probably the master of all strummers, if you'd be happy with that title, I don't know. Here's Richie Havens and Freedom.
Thank you.
guitar mic, please. Guitar mic.
Great is that? Richie Havens and Freedom, recorded at the Woodstock Festival in 1969. Let's go straight on to some more amazing strummers. Rodrigo y Gabriela are pretty much that. They are a guy and a girl from Spain. Fantastic guitar players. Based in rock as well as all the traditions of flamenco, they attract fans that you would usually see at heavy metal gigs, guitar fanatics that are wondering how they do their things, and they're really generous with their talents. They post lots of YouTube videos offering to show people how to do certain licks that they play. My friend Dave is a lovely man, and as well as working at the Temple, which is one of my favourite pubs in Manchester, he also works down the road at Manchester Academy, loading in the artists, loading in the equipment. And he said that Rodrigo y Gabriela is probably the best gig he's ever seen. I've never seen him live, but I think they're marvellous. This is Diablo Rojo. We'll be right back. energetic, wonderful, intricate music. And you know, energetic, wonderful, interesting music don't just take care of itself. Oh, no. You need good police. Our Victim, written in 1966 by Brian Wilson, was widely acknowledged not just as one of the Beach Boys' finest songs, but as one of the most perfect expressions of love ever written. Clearly, it never stood a chance. First, a cappella assassin's Manhattan transfer, unable to choose a key and stick to it, instead ummed and ahed their way through a bewildering array of horrific harmonies that left it staggering, head-spinning, towards the nearest tuning fork. Next, Tony Christie, in a determined attempt to bore it to death, and backed only by a funeral piano, slowed it down to a soporific shuffle, emoting on every lyric with his wicked warble. Thankfully, it managed to sleepwalk to safety. Then, Olivia Newton-John and a cloud of synthesizers and seemingly accompanied by the hooves of a galloping horse tortured it with a succession of shrill whispers that left it clutching its head in despair. But when Major Tom himself, David Bowie, turned from astronaut to space cadet to rumble and snarl his way through this most beautiful of ballads, it most certainly was murder.
If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. But as long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so strong.
Dids, 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 dids.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without. 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 God only knows
first time we've had Bowie committing murder in quite that fashion. That was mercifully eventually the Beach Boys version of God Only Knows. And yeah, after David Bowie's awful version. More murder next week. So this week and next week, I'm going to play you two tracks from my favourite album of all time. It's Talk Talk's Spirit of Eden. The reason I'm going to play you two tracks is because if you're not familiar with the record, I feel it's my duty to set the record straight. I cannot emote enough about this piece of music. The album Spirit of Eden made me decide to want to be in music in the first place because it affected me so profoundly. And it works at all times of day and all times of year, but in the autumn, stroke winter, as it is at the moment, when it's all cold and bright, you want nothing else on your headphones. If you don't own the record, buy it. It's Spirit of Eden by Talk Talk, and this beautiful piece of music is called Inheritance.
It's my heart. friend. Heaven bless you.
Gorgeous. Doesn't sound like it was made in the 80s, does it? A timeless classic, an amazing piece of work. That was Talk Talk, and from the album Spirit of Eden, Inheritance. And I'll play you another tune from the album next week.
BBC Six Music.
It's the texture.
I'm smooth and I'm sticky.
The technique.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, don't break it.
And the blend.
That's what I'm talking about. I was trying to mix up some genres.
That makes Huey.
Yow.
Huey.
You know how I roll.
Funky, funky, funky.
It's a little dark in places.
Bam!
We're just giving away
bam.
The good stuff.
Huey Morgan.
So you feeling me?
Weekday mornings from 10.
Trust in our twisted logic. We have you covered.
BBC
Six Music.
I got you.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
Brastronaut were on the show last week. I really enjoyed it. Very heartfelt but experimental stuff. This next tune's called Mount... Oh, no, sorry, it's the album's called Mount Chimera. This next tune's called Insects.
City's crumbling down.
You're trying hard to escape from the sandbox. Even when your wits have been plucked off, been plucked off by routine. Sidewalk cracks downtown. Slow it down. Slow it down. When the day has closed its eyes on you.
That's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much to the Beckopedia for that wonderful tune. Thanks to everybody who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. Once more, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website. If you have any Song for Guy recommendations, just let me know what they are and we'll go and find them for you. Thank you so much to Michelle and Peter for helping me put the show together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. Midnight, oh.
should have